It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. Here we are. All together. I hope that you're as happy as Anna and I are. We just look forward to this time every single week.
Yes.
That we can talk to everyone all over the world and bring you some new insights and some interesting folks that have their perspectives, which are always bright and opening to my mind many times. You know, it's sort of an interesting work that we do in this studio. Because we're learning. This is like going back to university again.
It's the best.
Yeah, it is the best. And today we're going to have Dr. Edward Griffin. Dr. Griffin has a lot of background in healthcare. He went to State University of New York, has a bachelor's degree in psychology, which every single doctor needs to have. Hmm. I think the biggest problems we have is doctors need psychology. They haven't taken psychology. Mm-hmm. That's what the biggest problem is. He also has a minor in math. He went to Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine, where I actually lectured a number of years ago. He spent 4 years teaching the general education program in ultrasound and magnetic resonance. That's MRIs. Magnetic resonant imagery. One of our colleagues and friends, an American doctor, went to Germany and helped Siemens develop MRIs and taught us a lot about that years ago. Dr. Griffin's own challenges, like all of us, our own challenges bring us to the place, maybe, just maybe, we have the empathy and compassion to help others. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Dr. Griffin. How are you?
I'm doing well today, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here and a pleasure to chat with people.
It's nice. And tell us what happened to you. Here you are, a typical American guy eating hamburgers, hot dogs, and French fries. And what happened?
So my story begins with, you know, yes, standard American diet, standard, you know, pharmacological background, raised with, you know, the guys in the white coats that knew everything and listening to everything they told me to do and every medication they told me to, which led me down the path to ulcerative colitis. Mm. So at 18, I went off to college and was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. Mm. And colitis, phlebitis, non-viral hepatitis, and mono had me actually drop out of my early college years.
Well,
because of my health issues.
Yeah.
I had to take a semester off. Yeah, it's kind of shocking. And then leading down that road and going further and further to, you know, ulcerative colitis leading to primary sclerosing cholangitis.
Mm.
So my liver causing damage.
Yeah, let's tell people that.
Yeah.
That's a term they don't hear. Tell them how bad, how close to death you were with that one.
Mm.
Explain that to them.
Oh, this is a complicated one. So it was the ulcerative colitis that brought me to naturopathic medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But during naturopathic medical school, lucky enough, I was in the state of Arizona at what's now the Sonoran University of Health Sciences, is the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine.
Right.
And I had primary sclerosing cholangitis. So for a lot of people out there that don't understand that, your liver, I would argue, is one of the most important organs in the human body. I mean, it's hard to judge one over any of the others.
Heart, liver, brain.
But,
yeah,
liver, heart, liver, brain are the top three, I would say.
Yeah. Mm.
So you can't live without a heart, you can't live without a brain, you can't live without a liver.
Sadly, and most people live without a brain, doctor.
That is very sad. I believe there's a way higher percentage of Americans living without brains today than ever before.
Yes.
Exactly.
So,
maybe 90%.
Yeah, you get into that a little bit. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So unfortunately, is what happened is in a small amount of people with ulcerative colitis, I think the number is less than 5%.
Yeah, it's 3.8%.
Oh, perfect. You knew the number. Yeah. About 3.8% is they get this PSC, primary sclerosing cholangitis. And what happens is, your liver is your detoxification organ. So whether we're talking about medications, we're mm-hmm. talking about alcohol, we're talking about any toxins in the body,
mm-hmm.
they all go through the liver.
Yeah.
But your bile ducts, if they start to close off, they start sclerosing or scarring, and that's what my disease was. So it was I was not an alcoholic or drug addict, but I went into liver failure because of this idiopathic condition. They don't really know what causes it, but it's related to or common in ulcerative colitis. And so in the middle of medical school, here I am, my friends are all starting clinics, and I'm going to Mayo Clinic and getting consulting about a liver transplant out of nowhere. So it shocked me. After 10 years of ulcerative colitis, suddenly my liver starts to fail.
So I have a take on this. I think they keep saying they don't know what it is. I think the septis that happens from the impurity in the bloods, the impure blood, the dead cells keep going through. So the natural reaction for the other cells, healthy cells, is to create scar tissue around it to protect the healthy cells.
And the bile is like, if the liver is failing, I'm not using the bile the right way.
But this man was very, very, very close to death.
This is
fatal in a high percentage. I don't know what the percentage is, but I know over half of them die when they get this.
Yes, this is very fatal, and unless you're put on a transplant list, and this is I found out after receiving a liver transplant that when they had me opened up, I'm on the surgical table, ribs spread open, they start looking at my liver. My liver was a dark green color, all the bile that was backing up, all the toxins backing up, and so that nice bright red. And I was actually too sick to get a liver transplant at that point. And so I was within possibly days, if not hours, but I was lucky enough to get the call. But here I am on the table. They already had me opened up. They're like, I guess we're going to do it. So lucky enough, I was saved by my liver transplant.
Well, see, modern medicine has its place, too.
Absolutely.
When we come back, we're going to talk about something that you use, that you're renowned for, and we've been using now for about 35 years. That's miraculous, that every doctor should use, but it's something that very few people know about. So we're going to be right back.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Wellness has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 70 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Wellness has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement here at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Dr. Edward Griffin. And he is naturopath, amongst so many other things. And so he's working with one of our favorite things, silver, the original antibiotic. Tell us all about what you're doing with it.
So I work with a company called Natural Immunogenics. We are the creators of Sovereign Silver and Argentin 23. So this is the ultimate refinement of a colloidal silver. And actually, it's a bioactive silver hydrosol. So the people out there that don't know is silver has been used historically for millennia. Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, talked about the healing properties of silver in his writings. So silver has been used so many times. The battlefields during a civil war, soldiers carried silver nitrate in order to help prevent infections and heal wounds. To burn care units, it's the standard of care in burn care units as silver sulfadiazine or silvadine cream. So silver has this long history, not only evidenced in medicine, but anecdotal as well. Think about all of the uses of silver. Think about a wishing well. We used to throw silver coins in a wishing well, and it was actually, it helped to purify the water.
That's right.
Ancient Greeks and Romans drank out of silver vessels they didn't know why, but they knew that the water tasted better because it didn't get algae or bacteria.
Yeah, when I learned about this 45 years ago, a medical doctor said to me, well, you must be right because it's the one natural thing we do. When a baby's born, we put silver nitrate into their eyes because they're more precious than the profits we make in the hospital. That really resonated with me then and still today, just to show you that it is something that they know works, but they just don't have it on the menu.
Yeah, I think it's not on the menu, and that's we can get into the pharmaceutical industry and that health isn't really on the menu in big pharma's ideas.
Right.
It's something so simple that has a 1,000 years of history, but why are we not taking advantage of it? And you mentioned the silver nitrate is in the infant's eyes, the silvadine cream, to, you know, so many uses of silver. And I liken it oftentimes is I have family members that I think are sick of me is when they ask me, hey, I've got this going on. Well, did you try silver? It's so useful in so many pathways.
They think you're one-minded, but boy, it is that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so 30,
exactly.
Yeah, 30 some years ago, a really sick man comes to us. And you may know this story, but the listeners don't. The very first inexpensive airline in the country and in the world I knew of was Laker Airline. And it was so completely nutty that everyone else was charging, you know, hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars to fly around the world. You could go from New York to London for something like $50. So they actually broke into the economy airlines and became very successful. And this gentleman was Freddie Laker's partner. And they made a lot of money because the airlines came in and said, you know, we're going to give you a deal you can't refuse. And they meant it literally. We're going to pay you a lot more money for the airline than it's worth so that you go away. And they had to take the offer and had all this money and started to live it up. So went around and drank wine and ate steak and went all over the world and didn't take care of himself and didn't sleep well. And the list goes on and ended up really almost dead. He shows up at Hippocrates Health Institute over 30 years ago. And he was so sick, I had to have him hospitalized at first. And I said, once you get stable, you come back. And he came back and got well. Well, don't you know, he was a guy that created the company that you're supporting. And he basically told me the story, and I didn't really understand it. I heard of it before, but I really didn't understand it well. And they explained the money they put in, the effort, the science, the research they put into making a silver that was uniquely the 21st century, not 1890 anymore. And we've been using it in IVs and topically ever since. And I can tell you, what it has done for chronic fatigue syndrome, what it has done for Lyme's disease, you cannot do this any other way. It's that simple. And we have hundreds and thousands of cases now, because again, it's been over 30 years we've been employing this. So when people come to you, I mean, you sound like a broken record, I know, because it takes care of infections, it takes care of Lyme's disease.
Yeah.
And somebody has, for instance, a viral disease like chronic fatigue syndrome, mononucleosis is part of that, or Epstein-Barr virus,
as
they call it.
Or MS that we
know. Or MS, which we know is a viral disease now. What do you do, doctor?
What I do is silver for everything, whether you've mentioned it, the silver IV. So Argentin, and I would not recommend this with any other product out there, because of the purity, safety, and efficacy that this company put into its products. So it is ultra-purified water, and 99.999%, so ultra-purified silver. We send out our silver to metallurgists. We don't recommend making your own at home, but getting absolutely pure silver and pure water. That's all a silver product should be. Any impurities or irregularities are going to decrease any effectiveness of any other silver out there. So it's so important. And the story that you just told about Stephen Quinto, the founder, he actually passed away just over a year ago. But it's still a family-run company. So we are a second-generation company and all about purity, safety, and efficacy.
So
for those...
Yeah, so when you're talking about silver, people might wonder, how is that done? Is it diluted? What kind of form?
So the importance here when we're talking about silver, and we're going to talk about four Ps. It's about purity, particle size, parts per million, and positive charge.
Right.
So we are the ultimate refinement of a silver. So it's a relatively simple process, but we have a specific proprietary process that we use to make the silver as small as 0.8 nanometers.
Yeah. Mm. So, it enters a cell.
Yes.
So it enters the cell. It's actually so small that it can enter the cell but also cross the blood-brain barrier.
Exactly.
So
this
that,
white
now
MS.
You're getting
BBB.
MS.
The BBB.
So
yeah.
We've
exactly.
seen, when we come back, you and I are going to tell exciting stories because we both have the stories. I mean, just last November, what we've been preaching for a long time came to fruition. The most impressive study I've ever seen in my life reading science, where they looked at 20 million people over 10 years. Oh, excuse me, reverse. 10 million people over 20 years. And they looked at who had multiple sclerosis. 100% of them had chronic fatigue syndrome, Epstein-Barr mononucleosis. Mm. So when we come back, we're going to talk about one of the future ways to reverse and prevent this. We'll be right back.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Wellness has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 70 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Wellness has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Dr. Edward Griffin, who is a naturopath and who works with our favorites, Sovereign Silver, Argentine Silver. How would you work with Lyme's disease?
So Lyme's disease is a very difficult disease to take care of because it's got many different cycles for the virus.
Right.
And it's about getting ahead of the virus and stopping the replication. Mm. So we have doctors all over the country using this ultimate refinement of a silver in a bioactive silver hydrosol in an IV form. So doctors are using this IV silver to treat and cure Lyme's disease out there. Even other viral illnesses like we have a doctor in Nevada, Dr. Sean Devlin, a DO, who has been using silver for probably better part of a decade and is getting amazing results during this past pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
He lost no patients. He was treating people. Mm. He actually had some police officers called on him. He invited them into his clinic.
Yes.
And you know what? Those police officers found he was doing nothing wrong, mm-hmm. and they became patients, and they started sending their family, sending their people to him.
I get it.
So people get so uptight about silver and about some of these simple things because they are simple. And even, you know, talking about what you do with cancer, it is taking out the garbage, supporting the body so it does what it needs to. Our bodies want to thrive. Our bodies want to survive. But it's all the chemicals, all the damage that we do to our body in the long run that is causing the dis-ease that we have in our bodies.
Well, what's amazing to us is so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, a few thousand people who have had cancer have taken the IVs of the Argentine silver with us. And I say it doesn't directly affect the cancer, but it takes care of all the bad guys the immune system's working on, so now the immune system can work on the cancer. So we always note that people, by the way, have much quicker and more rapid reversals of that disease when they're taking the silver. So it's remarkable. And, you know, it was the turn of the 20th century when they eradicated this. Every doctor, pretty much not every doctor, but the vast majority of doctors globally use silver. And then they made modern pharmaceuticals and pretty much wiped it off the map. Is that not true?
That is absolutely true. With the advent of modern medicine and the pharmaceutical industry, back to Rockefeller and the Flexner Report coming in the 1920s and 30s, we can talk ad nauseum about this and know that healthcare is not about health. It's about money.
Yes.
It's about, there is no money in curing cancer. The money is in treating cancer.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's the problem that we have with the American healthcare system.
Yeah.
So support your health. Support your immune system. It's the opportunistics that cause the issues.
Yeah.
No matter what disease we're talking about, it's inflammation is the main cause of disease. And support your immune system. So silver supports the white blood cells, supports what your body is already doing, supports that cytokine storm with anti-inflammatories as opposed to pro-inflammatories. Supports the healing and regeneration. 70 to 80% of our immune system is located in the gut.
Heal up
the gut, you can heal up the body. So using a combination of Argentin 23, an ounce of Argentin 23, with an ounce of aloe. You want to use the aloe to help carry it through the stomach to get it into the intestines, heal up the gut. Most cancer patients are going to have leaky gut as well as other digestive system issues.
Right.
Heal up the gut. The body wants to heal itself.
We don't go anywhere without having silver in our bag.
We have been on a plane since the 90s.
Yeah, it's always with us.
I mean, so that's another thing the listeners should know. Every time you're on a plane, get the nostril spray variety of Argentin silver. And every hour when you get on the plane and every hour thereafter, spray it up your nose. The likelihood you get sick is almost non-existent.
Yeah.
You just don't. You know, people don't realize
it.
I love talking
about that a little bit, is that people talk about washing their hands all the time.
Yeah.
You're around people, you're shaking hands, we wash our hands.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we wash our noses?
Yeah, it's the most important.
Spray it in the nose, in the mucus. We're breathing toxic air. We're breathing other people's pathogens.
Yes.
Wash your nose. So something as simple as a nasal spray. Why haven't we talked more about rinsing our nose out? We talk about neti pots and the importance of cleansing our sinuses, but that nasal spray, I don't leave home without it. I believe I've got one in my truck. I've got one in the kitchen.
Exactly.
I've got one in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I got one in my curl bag. There's one on my desk at work.
We're birds of a feather on that. We have actually something called the travel kit that's had Argentin in it for generation now.
Yes.
So, you know, what's amazing to me is how things have an illustrious, scientifically supported history, and they're still being prevented by the powers that be so that the public cannot have access to them. But the good news is that Argentin silver is everywhere I've ever been on the planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So Sovereign Silver Company is in every health store, good health store. You can go out and get it. This is not something for the listeners. In Europe, where we're going to be on a long lecture tour starting next week, of 10 countries in Europe. Most of the countries there I can get Argentin silver. So you have no excuse. So a simple thing is going on a plane, a train, or being in the public. A more complicated thing like having Lyme's disease, having a viral disease that's systemic throughout your body, or by the way, even having cancer, getting the bad guys out of the way and supporting the white blood cell, which is the fighter of the cancer. This is a way that you can do it. But you're not going to go to many doctors and find this. So how do people access you or a way you can say, well, I live in Cleveland, Ohio, or I live in London, England. Which doctor can help me IV this into my body? How do they get a hold of that information?
What I would do is I would have them call our offices. We have connections with doctors all over the country. So if they're interested, reach out to us, 941-702-6100 is our main number.
Let's go slow again. Say it again.
Yep. 941-702-6100.
And that's a Sovereign Silver Company. Sovereign Silver Company.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep. We are Natural Immunogenics, creators of Sovereign Silver and Argentin 23. Give a call. Our customer service is more than happy to help you find a doctor nearby that can help support your needs.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. Next time we're out in Arizona speaking, we'll come by and visit you, Doc.
Mm, yes.
So all of you,
excellent.
Yeah, all of you out there listening to us today, prepare for an exceptional next week and make it that way, and no whining and excuses anymore. If you don't have an exceptional life, ask yourself in the mirror, what happened? Well, what happened is you didn't put enough love and effort into it. Be well till next time.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.